Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was one of those predicting an epidemic of excess sudden deaths caused by these bioweapon injections, of course, well before that wave of deaths actually happened. Specifically, on our platform, Sherry predicted a tsunami of death. Well, for predictions like that one, Sherry was named one of the disinformation dozen. She was targeted for deplatforming and censorship and the destruction of her reputation. Well, she took the attacks and the hatred to pave the way for the mainstream media, who were too cowardly and too corrupt and too paid off, quite frankly, to speak out before. But now they talk about vaccine side effects with impunity. Because now the tsunami is here. And it's so undeniable that every media outlet is scrambling to find excuses. Excess deaths are up in the United States. They're up in the UK. They're up in Germany. They're up in Israel. Likely everywhere that the mRNA shots were aggressively foisted onto the population. So, of course, not just to gloat, but to tell us how, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins us again here today. I wish you weren't right.
Hi, Stu. Thank you so much for having me back. And that's the same thing that I've said. You know, ever since May of 21 and then July of 21, when I came out with the 20, then 20 more, so a total of 40 mechanisms of injury of how the COVID shots can make you sick or kill you. That was in July of 21. And everybody was like, no, that's not going to happen. So now here we are pushing 2 years later. And it's the tsunami of deaths has arrived that I started talking about in July of 21. And on a daily basis, the amount of information that's coming out showing the death, the increased death rate, that cause unknown, you know, like your died suddenly film that you did. It's just like drinking from a fire hose. There's so much irrefutable evidence and documented articles that are coming out now that just support everything that I said almost 2 years ago.
Oh, I can't understand how the rest of the world doesn't see this, Dr. Tenpenny. Yes, I know we have a propagandist media. Yes, I know that 75% of Pfizer's, you know, or 75% of Fox's budget comes from Pfizer. Yes, I know all of these things. But to think that people, everybody knows somebody who's died suddenly. Everybody knows somebody who's died suddenly in their neighborhood, down the block, in their community, at their church, the lady at the supermarket who's suddenly dead. Healthy athletes. I mean, we've seen it on nationally broadcasted television, soccer players, people at the peak of their physical condition, pilots all over the place dropping dead. I mean, why can't the rest of the world see it?
I think they can't see it because they choose not to. Because so many people have taken the injection that if they're looking around, and I said at the beginning of this year, at the beginning of 23, that by the end of this year, that every single person in America and perhaps around the world will know at least three or five, maybe more people that are close friends, family members, colleagues, people they know personally that will be dying, just dropping over dead suddenly. And people can't get it. It's like they're blind to it because if they've had the jab, even one, there's an article that came out yesterday that even one jab that people have a level of myocarditis. If they have two, they absolutely have myocarditis, even if it's asymptomatic. Myocarditis can lead to arrhythmias, congestive heart failure, sudden cardiac death. And if they've had three shots or more, they're just like a walking death machine. And people can't get their head around it because the cognitive dissonance that it causes is so great to think if they would look in the mirror in the morning and say, wow, am I going to be next? I think I saw an article like a week or so ago that something like 180 physicians in Canada, across Canada, have died in the last year and a half.
I think it's more than that. And now we have 96 children in Canada documented just recently as part of the excess deaths that are passing away there. Of course, I think they're up to six or seven boosters. I know that you're not God. I know that you don't think that you're God, Dr. Tenpenny. I know that you're a God-fearing woman. Let me just ask you this. With that being said, what do you think, your medical professional opinion here, what is the longest that people are able to live, do you think, if they've been boosted, if they've had all of these shots? Mm-hmm. Would you put a time frame on these people for their expected lifespan?
Well, I can't quite be that specific, but I will tell you that when I came out with the 40 mechanisms of injury, and people can get those ebooks on my website if they want to see it for themselves at drtenpenny.com. But I said that within about 6 to 8 months after they get their second or third boosters, when we're going to start seeing these sudden cardiac deaths, the third category of illness is massive autoimmune disease. And the autoimmune disease can take 6, 8, 10 months. I mean, early on, I talked to a couple of internationally known immunologists who said the next 10 years of massive autoimmune disease is going to be like any unlike anything we've ever seen. So we're making an antibody to the spike protein that then attacks our organ system. So that takes a while between attacking the lung, the brain, the liver, the kidneys, your joints, your immune system, your blood that breaks it down, it becomes a hemolytic anemia. So all of this cascade of dying is going to be going on for a while. I think we're going to continue to see an upward spike because of the cardiovascular deaths. Then I think that's going to even out. And then over a very long period of time, it will continue to go and people will continue to have death and dying over the next 10 years or so because of the massive autoimmune disease.
I got to tell you, and I'm going to kind of break news here unofficially. There is a government source, a United States government source that has been developed by producers here at the Stu Peters Network, who has told our producers that the excess deaths in the United States are 2.5 million per month. 2.5 million excess deaths per month. Doctors have to be seeing this. Coroners have to be seeing this. We, unlike every other platform, actually give a voice to those who have been injured by this intentional deployment of a bioweapon, and we let them tell their stories in effort to save lives. This platform has always been about saving lives. What do you say about the thousands and thousands of doctors that those injured by this bioweapon come on this show and report doctors are still unwilling to admit the cause?
I think we need a Nuremberg 2.0. I think that those people, particularly, it's one thing to not admit it and just turn a blind eye. It's another thing to continue to push the shot and continue to push this bioweapon that is killing people. I mean, honestly, Stu, as a physician, and I've been in the practice of medicine a long time, I don't know how these people can look themselves in the mirror in the morning. You know, when they comb their hair, brush their teeth, or put on their makeup, I don't know how they can live with themselves. And I believe that the only way that they can continue to do that is to remain in denial for their paycheck. You know, they don't want to get, they are now all employees of big hospital systems, and they have to be, they're a W-2 employee. They've got a boss, just like somebody who works at Dunkin' Donut, and they have to do what they are told. But I don't know in good conscience. I mean, all physicians, when they graduated from medical school, took an oath to first do no harm and to put your patient first in all the things that you're doing. And to be able to continue to promote these shots and deny what's actually happening, I think is just criminal. It's absolutely criminal. And I think that there's more and more physicians who are stepping out and being brave and not and knowing that it's going, they have to step out. And maybe it's going to be a trickle and then it'll be a few more. And then hopefully it will be a whole bunch of people that will stand up and say, we've got to stop this. But the problem is, Stu, is that the train has already left the track. I mean, over the course of the last year and a half, you know, millions upon millions upon millions of people have gotten two shots and a booster and a booster and a booster. We've already poisoned the well. And people keep saying, what can I do to get this out of my system? Because after I said there would be the tsunami of death, I said there will be a tsunami of regret that people go, well, I only had one. Or I only had two, I'm not going to do anymore. How do I detox, detox? We hear this all the time, the word detox. The problem is, and I've said this as long in the last 22 years that I've been talking about problems with vaccines, once you vaccinate, you cannot unvaccinate. And that doesn't matter if it's a COVID shot or an MMR or a flu shot. You can't stick a needle back in your arm and suck the stuff out that got injected in. You can mitigate the symptoms. You can try to make your body healthier, but you'll never get back to baseline. And the things that we're now finding out that are in these shots, I don't know how people will ever get this out of their system.
What things specifically are you referring to that are in the shots that you're unaware of how anybody could detox from?
Well, the things that we know about, like the graphene oxide, the hydrogel, the nanobot technologies, the polyethylene glycol, you know, the messenger RNA, the spike proteins, the messenger RNA that we have now found in some of the autopsies that are coming out of Europe that still is replicating 17 months later and still creating spike proteins. I mean, I don't know how you get that stuff out of your body.
But wait a minute, this was supposed to stay at the injection site.
Of course. And then we know from months ago, years ago, that that didn't happen.
There are still people on Twitter with blue check marks who will tell you that you're a conspiracy theorist, even though there has been lie after lie after lie after lie exposed time after time after time after time. But the empire of lies, when they get caught telling lies, they just tell lies about their old lies. They just make up new lies. If they stop telling lies, the existence of this show would be not necessary. If they stop telling lies, if they just stop telling lies, the whole empire would crumble. Everything from fake wars to fake viruses to fake vaccines to bioweapon injections, criminal taxation, hyperinflation, full-blown recession. All of it would be done. The United States government specifically only exists for one purpose at this point, and that is to sustain itself. It does not represent the interests of the people of America, and it should be completely torn down and abolished and rethunk, and a new form of a representative government should be reinstalled.
Touche. Well said. Couldn't agree with you more. I think that that's absolutely the truth. And these, all of these things that are happening, we have poisoned the people. We have our own government has created democide. And democide, by definition, is death that a government induces on its own people by policy. So we have created a democide worldwide. You know, the last time I looked at these numbers, Stu, was probably in October. There was a report that came out that said that there were 20 million people who had died from these shots and 2.1 billion people who had been injured, seriously injured by the shots. That was in October of 22. How much greater are those numbers now? And now include the children that their parents have taken their children and poisoned them and the children that are dying. How does a parent come to grips with that? The only way they can do it is stay in denial and trust their doctor who said it had nothing to do with the shots.
Yeah, fake Marjorie Taylor Greene said, oh, we're going to investigate these shots. Of course she's not. She also said that she was going to impeach Biden. I don't believe a damn thing that that woman says. All of these politicians, Ron John had some phony thing where he, you know, tried to act like there was going to be accountability. If you are waiting on the United States fake government, corporate crime syndicate to bring accountability, you're just like waiting to trust the plan. Some man riding in on a white horse, maybe ostensibly Donald Trump, who, by the way, is still shilling for these shots. Why? Why is Donald Trump still pushing these shots?
I think that is the greatest enigma of them all when it comes to Donald Trump. I mean, you know, love him or hate him, you know, people will say, I really liked his policies, but I really hated his tweets. Well, we could say we really liked his economic policies, but why, in your words, is he still shilling and promoting Operation Warp Speed and saying it was the greatest thing that I've ever done in my administration is to force this, the FDA, through these Pfizer shots? I mean, he could stand back now, Stu, and say, you know, I was fooled. I was lied to. I had all these people that surrounded me that lied to me. I have to refute that lie and go in a different direction, but he chooses not to do that. And I don't know that anybody really knows the answer why.
We'll certainly get to the bottom of it sooner or later. The truth always comes out, and history is bound to repeat itself if we don't deal with it. I can say one thing for certain. These people are not going to stop until they are stopped. I've got about 30 seconds left here. Final words, Dr. Tenpenny.
I totally agree with that. I mean, people, you know, I really like, I heard, it was actually Todd Callender, who's a good friend of mine, who said, I said, what do you think we should do about all of this, Todd? He said, say yes to God and no to everything else. And I think that that is really great advice.
Couldn't agree more. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, thank you. And God bless you for all of your efforts and for making the time to be here with us in between patients today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.